Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Here she is.
Yeah.
Rooting and a tooting down at the barn dance.
Oh, just because I'm dressed like Jessie off Toy Story 2 or whatever it was.
I like it. It's good. Although we've got them at home at the moment, but with the pull strings at the back, you know, Isaac's got Woody and Lola's got Jessie. That's all I hear first thing in the morning.
You're my favourite deputy!
Oh, God. How are you? It's starting for Scott. Hope you're well. Well, I must say, lucky old me sleeping out under the stars tonight. I think I've picked the most beautiful day of the year at last, as all the weather forecasters said. I think this is going to be a beautiful balmy evening. I think this may be the beginning of our Indian summer, a final flush of warmth and dryness. Oh, it's quite dusty out there today. Only joking. The ferries are off, the suspension bridges are closed, there's 80 mile an hour winds and flood warnings. Woo, and I'm sleeping out. Yay. Very exciting in itself, charity, and throughout the show I'm going to be adding a layer, so by 10 to 7 I'm going to look like the Michelin man, and I'm going to be a bit sweaty, and as I add on a layer, Becca, you're in charge of putting the aircon so it's a couple of degrees cooler each time. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because otherwise I'll just be way too hot and I'll get all panicky.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're not convinced, a lot of you, about this song. Maybe it's a grower.
Dirty bit.
BBC Radio 1.
Kath's been on, says, did you get any more dips? No, I didn't, but I did last night. I answered the whispered callings. Get her some Indian food, an Indian feast. It's like a calling through the ages. Ancient voices pushing me towards an Indian feast. I'd ignored it the night before and I had a prawn salad because the prawns needed eating and it tasted so bland. When you don't answer the Indian calling, it's like the Maccadee calling. You know, you just, nothing else will do. And the other night, these prawns needed eating and there was a spare baked potato when I got home. Well, it was lying. It was like a crime scene. This baked potato lay at the bottom of the oven. Oh, all shriveled and
did it have the white line drawn
like
around
a chalk it? Mark around yeah. It should have done. And then, like, I sort of peeled back the tin foil and was like, oh, and it still gets to me, you know, like that. Like NCI, you know, Sazzy's Kitchen. Anyway, so I had that because I just thought it's a waste of food and it's a bit extravagant, you know, to go ordering an Indian willy-nilly when there's food that needs eating in the fridge. Anyway, it was a rubbish dinner. Unsatisfied. Mm. That's what I was at the end. Dissatisfied even. So last night, I didn't get any dips, but I did get an Indian feast. And with it came some dip-type things like the mango and the nice minty yoghurt sauce and stuff. And I was having them with my poppadoms and I thought, I'm dipped out. I'm dipped. Done. Over and out. Dipped and out. Do you know what I mean? Enough of anything dippy. Now I don't want to dip anything into anything. For at least a week. I might bring the dips in for you tomorrow, though.
But they were already verging on out of date yesterday, so tomorrow
I think by the 12th tomorrow,
you know,
isn't
I don't
it?
Eat so anything dodgy, like, just before the weekend.
Oh.
Because then you get ill in your own time rather than work time, so I'm not going to eat anything dodgy on a Friday.
Well, how about, why don't I bring it in then, Sunday
if you
night,
bring it in
you
on
tuck
Monday.
Into that guacamole.
Yeah, Monday I'll eat it.
That's Sunday night. I mentioned The Apprentice. I'm not listening about The Apprentice, says Sarah in Gloucester. I refuse to watch it after getting through to the third round of auditions, but then not getting any further. Oh, no, I must be so frustrated. I wonder how many enter it. I wonder if there's, like, really rubbish business people who enter and don't get anywhere. At least Sarah got through to, like, the third round. I bet there's some who go, like, yeah, I want to be The Apprentice. And it's like, what are your business strategies? What do you do? I had a paper round. No, don't really do much of it. You know what I mean? It was just, aren't that kind of like, you know, I'm here to sell, I'm in marketing, I do that, you know, like they're all real big shouty mouths and show-offs and that. I wonder if there's some really rubbish ones at the beginning.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So then. Should we have a little bit of dear Sarah, do you reckon? What do you reckon, Becky? You up for that?
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Get some inside info, some goss on the posh store.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I work in a very, very posh department store. PR4L will know the one. In London, called Harvey Nichols. And used to work in Harrods.
Oh, gosh. He's worked at two of the poshest, I reckon. It's up there with Londis, I tell thee.
Let's see. When I work, I almost always see and sell to celebrities, whether in my shop or on my lunch. And I wondered if you might like me to update you on who came in and what they bought.
Yes.
Especially if it's embarrassing.
Yes.
Or if their feet smell.
Ooh.
As I sell men's shoes, so I'm in a position to find out.
Ooh, what men do you reckon have got smelly feet? Whoa. God, a man's feet are a bit whiffy. There's a lot of running around.
Yeah, if you stood up all the time, then
stood
definitely.
Stood around in those hot kitchens, let's see.
To prove my celeb spotting repertoire, here are a few celebs I've seen during my selling to the stars time. Also, what I sold to them, just to make it interesting. If you're wondering why it's all tights, I used to work in ladies' tights in Harrods.
Ah, right, OK. So she... No, I think she worked in the tights department.
Oh,
she
OK.
She wasn't working inside some tights. That's weird. Oh, that's a bank robber, essentially.
Jack Black, tights. Dawn French, same. Roxanne McKee, off of Hollyoaks, actually asked me to match some tights with a dress she had just bought.
Hang on, so she's in the tights department. It's all tights, isn't it? It's going to be tights, socks,
I
stockings.
Hope something interesting happens.
A1O packing me back for this sleep out tonight. I nearly packed some hold-ups. That would have brightened things up a bit, wouldn't it? There's me, woo, some suspenders on a sleep out. Not appropriate.
Which was blue and turquoise.
Oh.
I was so nervous, I just went, how about burgundy?
Mm.
And she loved it. I thought she might turn up on what are you wearing / thinking bit in heat, but apaz, my styling skills are awesome. She liked my spider ring I'd been told off for that morning. Smiley. Always got in trouble for uniform at Harrods.
Oh, we love Roxanne Pallett. She liked the spider ring. You have to be careful wearing spider-shaped jewellery, though. If you work in the hosiery section, yep, you're going to cause a ladder or two there, young lady. I think your boss had a point.
Kanye West bought socks and pants off me after I had to persuade him to buy a bigger sock size and showed him how to fit them round his closed fist. He's got positively radiant skin. What? Amazing complexion.
Wow.
What sort of sock? Who need... Right, OK.
Hang on a minute.
I'm not getting this, but...
Is this like one of those stupid facts where your face is as long as your elbow to your wrist and all that and your shoe size is the same as your, you know...
But why does he need to know how to put socks on?
Maybe he's got an assistant and maybe she was off with some sort of influenza-type bug.
What, so someone always puts his socks on every
day? Someone maybe puts
his
socks on for him.
But surely you just see the hole and then just put your foot in? No?
Well...
I don't know, what else could you do with it?
You're a very intelligent girl. Not everybody's blessed with brains like yours. Kanye West might get confused by the old sock thing.
But if they show him on his fist, he might just start wearing them like gloves. And he's going to get really annoyed when he has to do typing.
Yeah, or when he's trying to make music and press all the faders or hold a microphone, he's like, oh no, man.
That might explain some of his tweets.
Yeah, he always gets
just got socks on.
Yeah, he's got socks on his hands. That's what it is. That's what it is.
LaToya Jackson.
Oh.
Didn't buy anything, just wandering around. She looked dreadful, but smelt lovely. Beyoncé caught the back.
I don't mind that. Sometimes I look terrible, but I always smell quite nice. Other days, the opposite.
Frank Lampard bought shoes. Really tall in real life.
Ooh.
John Terry getting in a cab. Penelope Cruz in underwear.
Wow.
The department, not just in her pants.
Oh, rubbish.
Drogba was another good one.
Don't know that one.
What did Drogba do?
He was just good.
Should have got a malaria net, shouldn't he, poor thing? Is he better now? He is better, isn't he? Good. I wasn't making any wise crack about malaria. Look at the producer's eyes widen. I'm saying he would poorly want to. Get well soon, Drogba. So let's see what else happened in the department store.
This is not a full and comprehensive list, just a selection of my 2.5 years of luxury retail service. So let me know if you want me to keep you updated, if anyone is interested, as I seem to meet an inordinate amount of famous peeps. Good backstories as well. Anyway, let me know. Mucho lovio, sales associate to the stars, Sofs, XXX.
Wow, that was good.
Yes, keep us posted, please.
It got better, didn't it? Mm. I mean, I love Roxanne Pallett and I think she's gorgeous, but I mean, she saw the back of Beyonce and she saw Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, she said she's got some good backstories.
Does she mean the background stories, not stories about seeing people from behind?
Oh, I thought she might have seen more celebs, but only from one side.
I don't know. Some of that was confusing, especially Kanye in the socks. I don't think Frank Lampard Maybe he was stood on something. I don't think he's that tall in real life, is he?
I don't know.
We'll never met him. We'll never know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Six and a half foot. That's really tall. 6 foot and a half, Frank Lampard.
Mm.
Yeah, because Christine's quite a legged brunette, isn't she? So when they're together, I thought she always looked a bit bigger than him. I thought he was quite squat. He's got the face that suggests that he could be quite squat. You know, a powerhouse and obviously very good at football, but not very tall and leggy. But obviously he is 6 foot and a bit. Not bad.
Mm.
Not bad. Are you eating a gobstopper? Why do you keep making that noise?
I was just trying to think about what made someone look like a squat face. Like, Anne McPartland doesn't, because he's got a...
Hey, I didn't mention Anne. Don't bring him into it.
No, but I don't think Lampard's face is squashed. I think he's quite...
Yeah, no, I think his face is kind of...
What do you think? Do you think I'm tall or short? Look at my face.
I think you look like a tall girl. Like a big strapping Amazonian lass.
I've got quite squat eyes.
Yeah. No, no, you've not got squat eyes. I don't think anyone can have squat.
My ex-boyfriend said I had eyes like Chris Tarrant. What do you think? Could I do Millionaire?
Was this when he was trying to seduce you?
It didn't last long.
No, no, yeah. I'm not surprised.
That's like when a friend of mine told his date that she looked like Celine Dion and then wondered why she never came back.
Well, the girl told the boy he looked like Celine Dion.
No, the boy said to the girl, "You really remind me of Celine Dion."
Post-dental work like or pre-dental work. Oh, that's terrible. Mm. Not good at all.
Nothing wrong with Celine, but when she's like a lot older, it's not...
No, it's not nice, is it?
No.
I look like the girl out of Sheila's Wheels, apparently. That's what people always tell me. You'll know it when you see it.
It's because of your pink car. I told you you shouldn't have got that.
It's because I have my hair piled up and I have a pink headscarf on and I'm bobbing around in my sort of drop-top pink car.
Singing that silly song.
Yeah, with my two mates.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Kanye now. If he's trying socks on his fists, what about when he goes buying mittens? Does he put them on his feet? There'll be trouble. Do you know what I mean? Confusion will reign in the West household.
And James in Swindon's been on.
Yeah.
He said, how come we did all that and just completely glossed over the fact that Jack Black bought tights? Well, Jack's always in the hosiery.
That's a good point, actually. If you know more on that story, let us know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Stas in for Scott, you all right? It's 4:45, it's Radio 1. Becky's here, woo! All the crew. Well, just me and Becky, really, and the one who doesn't speak. We're just there.
Who's wooing inside?
I've just tossed them both a tangerine, the taste of Christmas. How did that go down, Becky?
Really nicely, yeah, thank you.
A bit of itsy. Although you're better off with the kiwi fruit if it's vitamin C you're after. Now then, should we go on to Stupid Street? Why
yes.
not?
Mm.
Today, we're asking them all about their secrets. Have we got to guess what secrets they tell us as well?
Oh, no.
It's going to be impossible, isn't it?
How are we going to know if, like, Auntie Jan's, you know, off with
Uncle
whoever?
Bob.
Yeah.
It's all right, because they're married. Nice couple, actually. Well, we'll just have to try and guess. Maybe it'll help if we tell one of our secrets. Have you got a dark secret that nobody knows, Becky? Is it the pig one?
I didn't want to talk about the pig one, but if you really want me... It's really stupid, though.
Tell us
Do
the pig
Do I really
secret?
Have to say it?
I thought that's what you were going to say, or I wouldn't have revealed it all. No, you can't even look at the screen, can you?
No, basically, you know those pig-shaped sweets that you get in the supermarket?
Yeah.
They're fine if you get one on their own.
It is like that Harry Hill moment. Just say pot noodle. The Percy Pigs.
Yeah, if they're all in the packet together, I'm really scared of them. I can't look at them. I love eating them, but I can't look at them in the packet because their little heads are looking at me and going... And then the one that doesn't speak was like, no, I don't believe it. It's fine if they're ones on their own, but he just got up a picture on my screen. I was like...
You flinched. You jumped and
if
turned away.
If they're in like a pile or anything, I just can't...
So on the packet... There's like a little window on the packet, isn't there? A see-through bit. And if all of the faces are crowded in that window looking at you.
Mm. And a bit of me feels funny. Like, if I sort of see them from afar where I can't see their eyes, and then I'll pick the packet up sort of looking the other way, like towards the chocolate raisins or whatever. And then when I open it, I have to do like that and then just stick my hand in and then...
That is a weird secret.
I don't know why they've just got a funny look about them, like.
So if you see one pig on its own...
That's fine.
And three in a row is fine.
Yeah, but then the minute they start...
But if
you've
got those three pigs and put them together in a little piggy clump...
No.
No. You couldn't cope with it.
No. It's like they're going to get me. I really don't know.
that is weird.
I don't think anyone else would be frightened of them, but...
No, well, maybe Aidan Waddle-Bonamy. You may have uncovered here, you know, the scourge of most of the population who are terrified of
them. I don't get it with jelly babies, but I think that's because their eyes... They don't really have eyes, do they?
Do they not?
No. I'm trying to think of other sweets that have eyes that I might be scared of.
Sweets that have eyes that Becky's scared of. Let's get that list together. My only secret that I have at the moment, well, I've got loads, obviously, that aren't for broadcast, but the main one is a secret because, actually, I only found it out the other day. No, I'm not.
Oh, I think you're doing
no
a big
chance.
Reveal.
That I may be double-jointed in my toes.
Oh, how did you find that out?
Well, I was laying on my back with my personal trainer there, the lovely Nikki, and she asked me to do a bit of flexing, and she pointed it out and said, I think you may well be double-jointed.
And have you made the most of this since you found it?
Kind of.
What have you been doing?
I've been plaiting my daughter's hair with my toes. I made a lovely sausage casserole just using my toes. I play Connect Four with my toes.
That is good. What about Kaplunk?
Kaplunk, yeah. I'm good. I can shuffle a deck of cards just with my big toes. Not really. None of that really happened. Okay, so let's go on to Stupid Street. Let's hear their secrets. What would their secrets be? I'm going to say that one of them, at least one of them, swapped a dead pet and replaced it with a live pet without somebody knowing. That's always a good secret.
I think at least one of them has... There's going to be some kind of infidelity in there somewhere.
Okay.
Someone's passed someone else. And also someone's... There's been an accident with some sort of birthday cake and they've used toothpaste instead of icing.
Okay, so
which
toothpaste...
Which is one of my favourite
toothpaste icing.
Yeah.
Deceased pet swapped.
Yeah.
Like a hamster or something. Hmm. Not like a horse, because you'd well tell. Toothpaste and infidelity.
Sort of
All right, let's see.
So do you have a secret you would like to share with us?
Secret. I used to... Do you remember Chappers, who was on... I used to fancy him.
Wow. And did you tell anybody that?
No. I have lots of secrets. Okay, I'll set the scene for you. I'm at an after party in a bar, and I'm getting taught how to DJ. And the next thing I know, I'm like...
Oh, no, Chappers isn't in this one, is he? Oh,
oh my God. I think I might need to go for a number two. So I'm sat there, feel relieved now, you know. So I go to flush it. Yeah, it doesn't flush.
Can you tell me a secret about yourself?
Oh, my God. I can't ride a bike. I've been a bit ashamed of it. I don't know why I can't.
I think you should go learn.
Really? You can see me around here in a stabiliser.
Yeah.
So I'm stood there thinking, what am I going to do? I cannot leave this. In my absolute insane mind, I think it's a really good idea to wrap tissue on my hand. So I thought it was quite hygienic at the time.
Oh.
And run to the next cubicle and put it in and think that might flush.
Oh, a secret. Didn't sleep in my house last night.
Secret. My mother doesn't know I smoke.
Da, da, da.
What do you think she'll do if she catches you? Send me to church.
So I'm trying to run to the next cubicle. And what do I do on my way?
No!
I drop it on the floor.
Oh, no.
So there's me, stood there in absolute horror. Like, and then I thought to myself, if someone comes in right now, they're going to see a girl cleaning up her own on the floor.
Do you have a secret you would like to share with us?
Okay, not so long ago, I wore my mum's bra. Just for no reason, I just felt like it.
Did you mean that? Did you just wear it under your t-shirt and just go about your everyday business?
Yeah.
No, so I get up, wash my hands, of course, and it flushes perfectly, and I walk out that room thinking, oh my... Yeah, that's my secret.
She could have just said, oh, I didn't clean my teeth this morning or anything. She didn't really have to tell us all that, did she? She really wanted to share all of that then. And the guy who wore his mum's bra just for no reason.
It makes my pig one look brilliant.
Yeah, the woman who smokes as well, and if her mum found out, she'd send her to church. I mean, is that what happens if you go to your local church these days? Are there just people waiting at the door with really faggy breath and that, and sort of chanking away on Nicorette, really grumpy with like the nicotine withdrawal? I've been sent here because I smoke. I don't know what it is, but I do love Roz, though. We went out onto Stupid Street. She is the best person to have a big gossip with on a Saturday night. She's always so impressed by everything. Listen to her gasps.
Didn't sleep in my house last night.
She's not asthmatic, is she?
No, she does that in real life.
She does it in real life.
My mother doesn't know I smoke.
Did you mess with this one?
No, she genuinely, she does do that.
And what do I do on my way?
No! She loves a gossip. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Boom, Westwood, hi.
Oh, baby, nice to be here. You are tearing it down.
How are you? You good?
Yeah, it's same old, go in and handling mine on one extra, the sister station, you know, trying to represent.
How's it going with Geordie James? Because I used to work with him at the weekend.
We have found out, I didn't know about this, but if you have more than 20 seconds of dead air, something like that, an emergency tape kicks in.
Yeah.
And James is very concerned and worried about that when we have these rather embarrassing silences on the show. So what I found this technique, and I'm actually appealing for people on our text line 88111 to send in radio-friendly, offensive words. Because what I do, I'll go, yes, Westwood 1 extra, and we're going in. Ain't that right, bum face? And then everyone is just quiet. And everyone is just quiet, and the seconds are ticking away, and you feel this emergency tape about to kick in, and James goes, yes, that's right.
So I throw out
offensive words, and he has to snatch them up because everyone is just being quiet. We started playing this yesterday. I haven't had so much fun on the radio and since I got into trouble with the cleaner.
Since Monday.
Since Monday.
So that's good. And now that story there, that little anecdote, isn't really going to help you with your mission, is it?
Because it seems
like you kind of bully the staff somewhat.
No, it is. There's people who understand I have special needs around here. Mm. I'm one of those DJs with special needs.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the ramp outside, but I need more than that.
Okay.
I need, like, you know, you get your coffee from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or what's the other spot around the corner?
Other coffee shops are available.
The coffee shops. Not me. My man has to go to a spot called Caffeine, which is blocks from here. And he has to run back with it, so it is hot. I have special needs. I can't have any coffee. I have to have a flat white from a designated shop.
Blocks, like we're in Manhattan or something. It makes it sound much.
All right, then. It is several streets from here, far further than you sent Becky on her run just now.
Of course, lovely Becky just poodled round to the tea machine for me a minute ago. It's even closer. What do you need?
I need an intern, kid. I need an apprentice. I need somebody to get on my internship.
Okay.
That big ship intern, which comes round, and we are offering this to you.
Is going
to
set sail on the good ship one
internship.
Extra.
Internship.
Don't look at Becky, you're not having her.
No, she couldn't get the job, unfortunately. I couldn't believe it. I was amazed.
No, listen.
I was amazed she didn't get the job. I requested her, and she didn't get the job. I couldn't believe it. But then I heard the questions they asked, and they made me laugh too. Honestly, she'd make a great super duper producer. I'd love to be under her.
She's great, actually.
Yes,
great.
Yes. I wouldn't be having the problems I am having now with
Geordie James.
Well, Goldilocks, bum crack, and then he'll go. There'll be a silence. He'll go, yes, that's me.
He's gonna come in. You know,
it is so much fun. You should try it. You should. But what's catching us out and making it super slow? He's on some swear word Google dictionary, and so much is getting rejected, which we would have previously got in.
Any of those words, just stop trying them out on my show now, even though it's Scott's show, but don't, you know, because
I'm
responsible for what goes out between now and seven.
See,
so
with
Tim,
him, I would go,
tell us,
Waste Man, and he'd go, yes.
tell us what people can, how people can come work for you. I mean,
it's important. It's the most exciting thing I've ever done in my life.
I've got no idea what would ever compel you to come and work for Westwood.
I mean, the idea experience.
Yeah, but there's loads of things of experiences, aren't there? I mean, getting slapped around the face with a swivel chair is an experience. It's not
that might happen if you act up and go to the wrong coffee shop. I admittedly, you are right to address that early.
But listen, to be your apprentice, that was the apprentice music I was doing. Dun 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 dun. You could be.
I didn't recognise it.
You're like the Lord Sugar, but you're Lord Westwood.
I am. Call me Sugar Booger Westwood.
Who's going to follow in your large footsteps?
Exactly, my size sneakers.
Here we go then. So if you want to be Westwood's apprentice.
Exactly. I need somebody to come in and make it happen for me around here.
If you want to be the big dog's puppy dog.
Exactly. It's bbc.co.uk/oneextra. Click on that photograph of me sitting at my power desk.
No.
Leaning forward, deciding who I'm going to destroy today.
What's a power desk? Like a Black and Decker one? Like with
yes,
all
it is actually. It is. I actually do quite a lot of DIY on there.
You know what?
You know when I do DIY?
You do a lot, but you don't do
by
much
myself.
DIY.
I'm a DIY guy. I don't need you in my life.
I love broadcasting with Westwood because he never actually looks at me, so I can't
I
get
know.
His eye. Why don't you look at me? Look at me.
Because
look at me. I know you love me, but just look at me. You won't burn if you look
all right, Sarah, can
Westwood.
I just put it out there?
Look at me. Look at
can I,
there you was go. There you go.
Sarah, one time, was I not in with a chance?
No, never. But I've always loved you. I've loved you like a brother. I've loved you like a brother. You're in with a chance of a slap, but nothing more.
What's the name of the first baby father?
Shut your face.
What's the name of the first one?
I'm not telling you.
I was in with a chance.
My family members or former family members, okay?
I was in with a chance before he came on the scene. I was late. I was playing it too cool.
You know what, Westwood?
We would have made Westwood Cox. West Cox. That's what we would have been called. We would have been there. Wouldn't we?
Don't talk to the one who doesn't speak. Look.
Look at me.
You see?
Look at me. He's got nice eyes.
I think he's going to make the best boss ever, don't
it's
you?
Just brilliant and not remotely unsavoury.
He will work you to the ground.
No, I won't.
Well,
what do they have to do? What kind of candidate are you looking for?
I am looking for somebody that... Hang on, Goldilocks is outside for some reason. Here comes...
Here comes blonde Geordie James. No, I love him.
Geordie.
All right, gorgeous. I just want to say that we've not took any of it on board, what he's been saying.
I'm getting here. He's come written in something called Terms and Conditions. I don't even know what they are. James is what I think of your work. You are such a disappointment to me.
I imagine that your Terms and Conditions can be found at bbc.co.uk/oneextra. The full T's and C's will be there for this thrilling chance to
T's and coffees.
To be around
now,
Westwood.
In 150 words or less, you've got to tell us what you think you've got, what it takes. I'm reading this so badly. Tell us what you think you've got, what it takes to make Westwood's life easier at work and how.
If you're good at writing these sort of things, then apply because
you
need someone to help him.
Contribute to the show. You have until this Friday, the 12th of November at 7 p.m, not a minute past, to get your entry in. From all the entries, we'll pick 3 finalists, not 4, who will announce who will have to go under a further 5, not 6, further tasks. And the winner, and there's only one winner, will be announced on 30th. Do you have to do this on your stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, 30th of November. Their prize will be a 1 week work experience placement between the 1st and 7th of December 2010, not 11, with Team Westwood.
Wow.
All terms and conditions are available online, so go to bbc.uk/oneextra.
bbc.uk. bbc.co.uk/oneextra.
Not Radio 1, One Extra. And click on the intern and get entering. You can go now, James. I've done it. And you can take your terms and conditions with you on the back of your head.
Oh, James, don't take that cuffing one round the head, will you? He's a big Geordie lad, you know.
Oh, man.
Look, you've broken his spirit. You have broken that
boy's
spirit.
He's a broken man. He's a broken man. He's a broken man.
Good Northern lad.
He's a broken man. Yes.
What is that noise? Is that your hip?
Yes, it's my hip. It's my hip. I've got a little bit of a click in my hip.
Wheel him out now.
I know. Oh.
I need one of them Wallace and Gromit chairs where he just suddenly go down a chute.
Yes. You don't think I should be clicking my fingers like this on it? It's very unhealthy.
So
will
thank
you admit
you that
I was in with a chance?
You were never in with a chance, but I've always loved you as a brother.
No,
do you want me to lie? Do you want me to lie?
I don't want you to lie. I want you to tell the truth, because
well,
I feel you are lying now.
You were
I was
never in with a chance.
I was in with a chance.
You were
it was
never
there.
In with a chance.
I know when I see that twinkle in your eye.
Look
I'm looking at you. Stop.
You were never
I was in with a chance.
You were not.
I was in with a chance.
No, you weren't.
I was in with a chance. I was in a... It was that first dude...
No.
Just got in there first.
Well, you know.
And once you were pregnant, I just gave up. But you did look very sexy pregnant. God damn. Did she ever?
Let's play my record of the week, shall we? Westwood, it's always lovely to
Can
see you.
Can I just put out there, I am still waiting.
Oh, sweet.
There's
heart.
A candle
okay.
in the wind.
Well,
and I have tied a yellow ribbon by the old oak tree. So we are waiting
Since
for you to come home.
Seduction, Westwood style. Okay. When
nice.
Hell freezes, I am yours.
Which might be, on the subject of global warming, that might be sooner than later.
That could happen.
Exactly.
It's always lovely to see you, Westwood.
Yes.
No, you weren't. Don't try and get the last word in there, because I'm going to fade you down, boy.
There is a side by the duvet.
BBC.co... by the duvet. BBC.co.
There is a space under the duvet.
.co.
This winter,
UK.
And I know it's going
like
to be a cold
15
one.
15 minutes. Let's get him out. I love you and respect you as a broadcaster, and you're a very lovely friend and a brother-type figure to me.
www.bbc.co.uk/1x
for full T's and C's there. Have a look. Enter it at your peril, and best of luck to you. Podcast. Big up, massive high five to Kane. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you, Kane? Welcome to Coxopedia.
Hello.
Have you been blown about today by the gusty winds?
A little bit chilly.
Should we stop talking in this voice now?
Okay.
What do you do, Kane?
I am a college student.
Oh, what are you studenting at the moment?
Catering and hospitality.
Oh, nice. What's your favourite sandwich if you're into catering?
Cheese and pickle.
Oh, classic. What kind of pickle, though? Piccalilli, Branston.
Let's go for Branston.
Oh, yeah. The dark, seductive pickle of choice, yeah. Kane, I have been studying pickles and condiments through the 40s. Is that any good?
Oh, close.
Okay. Greek yogurt. I've been looking into that. No?
Extremely tasty, but not for me.
Okay. And I were up till gone past midnight last night studying the lives and loves of Linda Barker.
Ooh.
Any good?
Not hit the spot for me.
Okay. Right then. Kane, I've got a minute to just really educate you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, I want you to pull on your welly boots of why and splash in my puddle of cleverness. Feel free to get wet up to the top of your legs, okay?
Okay.
Kane, what is my subject?
The beach.
Oh, I love the beach, me. There's different types of beaches. There's pebble beaches, there's sandy beaches, and there's shingle beaches. But not to be confused with shingles, which is an illness. I think it might be related to mumps, and that's no laughing matter. If you do go to the beach, you need to take a sandwich with you. But watch out, don't get sand in your butties. That's the worst thing that can happen. Apart from, of course, a shark attack. They're more popular. Well, not really popular. They're quite unpopular. But they're more common in places like Australia, where great white sharks cruise around and that, being dead hard, going, come on there, you surfer, I'll have you. Ow, like that. So when I used to go to the beach, we used to ride on a donkey. Four-legged, lovely creature, big ears, bit daft but lovable. And we used to ride around on them, a bit like Martin Clunes. I've never ridden Martin Clunes. We used to ride around on donkeys in Blackpool and then eat enough stuff to rot our teeth in no time. Sometimes people take romantic walks on beaches, and whilst you're there, you may spot the odd celebrity. Gino DiCampo, celebrity chef, is a huge fan of beaches, as is Stacey Solomon and Samantha Fox, who can often be found eating a little Leckles cake, sat on the beach looking out over Southport, getting crumbs down her magnificent cleavage. Is this going to tell you about some local beauty spots there? Was that any good, Kane?
I feel enlightened.
Was it the longest minute of your life?
Just a little bit.
Cheeky monkey. Kane, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you very much.
You too.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1.
Podcast.
Now then, spoiler alert. Did you have a look at the refreshments? Just looking at the website there for people who do sleep out tonight.
The more I read into it, the more I think it's just a jolly. Because there's, like, you can get food from, like, Fire and Stone. There's Burger Kitchen.
Oh, really?
Las Iguanas off of Mexico. And you can get pies, the real
Wicked.
Greeks on.
I'll be there on my yoga mat, stuffing my face. Probably get more sleep than I do at home because the kids are waking up at the moment. They've got terrible coughs. But no, it will be cold and it'll be windy and it will be horror. It will be uncomfortable.
Do you know what? At this moment in time, I'll give you 20 quid to stop talking about it.
Yeah, really? Will you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
Well, I haven't got it on me. I have to put put it on your Just Giving, then I can get the gift aid.
Fine. Okay.
And I'll actually put, this is to shut you up by...
Talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it'll all be over tomorrow. I'll back to being my non-charitable self. This is a spoiler alert for The Apprentice. If you didn't watch it last night, then we're going to talk about who went. So I'm just saying this in a rather laborious fashion, which is unlike me, to go around the houses just to give you a chance to lean over and just turn your radio down just for a couple of minutes. OK, have you done it? For the rest of yous, did you think then last night, the lovely... Oh, I hope everyone's turned off. Are they going to shout at me? The lovely... We watched The Apprentice, You're Fired. We noticed that Alex... Well, somebody emailed in as well, didn't they, and said that Alex says one phrase an awful lot.
Do you know what? I was really sad to go because, you know what, I wasn't so much worried about the job. Do you know what? I grew to love it as we went along. And do you know what? I'll tell you something. Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. Do you know what, actually? Do you know what? And do you know what? You know what? If I was an apple pie, the apples inside would be orange.
There we go. So Alex off The Apprentice, we bid him a fond farewell. Maybe he was trying to audition to get into one of Britain's bestest ever bands. All my people right here, right
now. Do you know what?
Maybe.
It'd be good.
Or maybe he was just angling for a romantic duet with Enrique Iglesias. Yes, that's us.
Do you know what? It feels like love is so what?
Bless him.
Oh, can I just say that video of Scott dancing seductively with Enrique is still online if you haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I've not seen that. Oh, should I come around there and watch
it? It's one of those
it?
Things where you watch it and you think, oh, I don't know if I really like this or if it's really weird. And sort of ballroom dance around a hero.
Really? Is it awkward?
Yeah.
But fantastic.
But amazingly brilliantly
love
bad.
It.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Do you know what? Do you know what? Because, you know what? Do you know what?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was really sad to go. Do you know what? I wasn't so much worried about the job. I missed all the fun and the antics. I grew to love it as we went along. If I was an apple pie, the apples inside would be orange. I was really sad to go.
Beautiful.
Do you know what?
I'm actually dancing to this.
You know what?
Get out.
Do you know what? I grew to love it as we went along. Do you know what?
It's driving me mental.
I'll be honest with you. Do you know what? I was really, really sad to go.
Ah, that drove me completely bananas then.
You should it's release just, that.
Yeah, he could do. There we go.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.